Okay. Well, first, let's go to our colleagues and correspondents at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, getting us a European perspective of global news. Michael Otte joins us today. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Lester, and I've been listening to the conversation that you've been having with the last caller. Very interesting conversation.
I think it's conversations that are happening in many countries. But I want to concentrate today on Germany's deployment of something like 1,000 police officers to the border with Poland. What's exactly happening between those two countries?
Well, a lot has been happening over the last couple of weeks, and there are echoes of Trump's wall idea making the rounds here in Europe at the moment. And the backstory here is that last year there was an election in Belarus, and the current president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, was criticized for having elections that were not free and fair. And the EU placed sanctions on Lukashenko because he stifled the opposition, arrested some of his critics. And the EU is saying now that what Lukashenko has done is to facilitate migrants who want to cross into Europe. So he's actually flying migrants from Turkey, from North Africa, from Iraq, Syria, into Belarus, and then ferries them across Belarus into Poland. And then the migrants make their way into Germany. And the EU is saying that this is some sort of hybrid warfare where Lukashenko is using migrants as a tool to try to get back at the EU for the sanctions that they have placed on him. Now, this has created tensions between Poland, Belarus, and Germany, because for many migrants, their final destination is usually Germany. They want to settle in here in Germany. And so when they go through Europe, this is where they are headed. And according to EU rules, wherever a migrant applies for asylum, when they enter the EU, they have the right to apply for asylum. So when the migrants make it into Poland or into Germany, they usually have the right to apply for asylum. And this is becoming a problem for Germany and the EU at large, because Europe is beginning to see an increase in migrants, something that they are not very prepared for at the moment.
So what is Germany then proposing? Creating some sort of police war?
Yeah, this is one of the proposals that has come up. Before we talk about the proposals, I have been speaking to an expert on this matter, Dr. Fabian Burkhardt. He's a researcher at the Leibniz Institute for East and Southeast European Studies in Regensburg. So let's listen to what he's been saying about this development.
The Ministry of Internal Affairs has announced numbers of more than 6,000 illegal crossings into Germany. So that's obviously already a really high number. And we see that several German federal states, Berlin and Brandenburg, that they need to increase their capacities for hosting refugees.
So how do Germans feel about this, Michael?
Many of them are concerned, and actually there are quite a number of people, far-right groups, I should say, in the eastern part of the country who a couple of days back decided to take up the responsibility of preventing the migrants from entering into Germany themselves. And this in itself is problematic, because Germany has a problem dealing with far-right groups. But the police, fortunately, was able to break up the group of far-right people and dispel that. And in place of these people, what Germany has done is to deploy close to 1,000 police officers to the border with Poland to try to prevent people from entering into Germany. And Poland, on its border with Belarus, is also proposing to build a wall to prevent people from crossing from Belarus into Poland. So there's a lot of discussion going on at the moment within Europe concerning what exactly to do with Belarus and this problem that Europe believes has been artificially manufactured.
Michael Otte is our colleague correspondent from Bonn, Germany.